On New York University Week, not all learning in schools comes from the curriculum. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Clint Konopka, assistant professor of applied statistics, delves into social-emotional learning.
When we think about our time in school, many of the most important lessons relate to how we navigate social situations and develop into emotionally mature adults. This development requires the acquisition of different skills, and there's a push to measure and monitor the development of these social-emotional skills in students. Unlike academic skills measured with standardized tests, we measure these social-emotional learning, or SEL constructs, with self-report surveys. So we were curious, are changes in these SEL constructs over time reliable indicators of other academic outcomes? And do these relationships vary by demographic characteristics? To do this, we looked at almost 50,000 middle school students across six of the largest public school districts in California. These districts conduct yearly surveys of four SEL constructs: growth mindset, which is the belief that your abilities can improve with effort; social awareness, which is the ability to consider the perspective of others; self-efficacy, which is your belief in your ability to succeed; and self-management, which is the ability to regulate your emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. Alongside these measures, we focused on two academic outcomes: math and English language arts standardized test scores. We modeled three different relationships: how SEL levels predict changes in each outcome, how changes in SEL predict changes in each outcome, and how changes in SEL predict changes in the changes of each outcome. It's often assumed that changes in self-reports are unreliable, but we find robust evidence that when SEL improves, so do academic and behavioral outcomes. Additionally, these relationships are roughly equal across demographic groups. SEL improvements are related to gains in test scores, regardless of the starting level of SEL or test score. And finally, we find that for students with low test scores, growth mindset and self-management improvements are associated with the largest gains, which can range between the equivalent of 8 and 45 days of learning.
That was Clint Konopka of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.